May these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, if you are a child, a young person, you may come to the front and come and sit on these mats here because I've got something again to show you. So do come to the front if you are a small person. Now, today's gospel reading was about a small person, not a child. It was about Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, do you know, he was known because he was not very tall. He had to climb a tree to see Jesus because he couldn't see over the crowd, Zacchaeus. He wasn't very tall. So I'm just going to move this, actually. I'll move it there. I'll just move it behind me. So you might be wondering what that's got to do with harvest. Why on earth are we reading about Zacchaeus today when it's our harvest festival? Well, let me explain. Would one of you like to be Zacchaeus for me for a minute? Who could that be? Would you like to? Yeah, you go. You just stand in the middle there. I'm going to move this right out of the way, actually. You just stand in the middle there. Because Zacchaeus, now, he was a man who was a tax collector. He was a bit selfish, actually, because he spent a lot of his time getting lots of stuff. He collected together loads of stuff. So here's your stuff, Zacchaeus. And he collected more and more stuff. And he wanted to keep all of the stuff for himself. He had a lot of stuff. In fact, he had so much. Can you hold all that? He had so much that actually he got blinded. He couldn't see over all the stuff he had. He was a bit blind to the needs of other people around him. He couldn't see that there were people around him who didn't have as much stuff as he had. There were poorer people around him. And he couldn't see them. He was blinded. He couldn't see the needs of the other people around him. But then he met Jesus. Jesus came to his house and suddenly he could see that grabbing loads of stuff for himself, grabbing wasn't the right thing to do. Giving was. And so he decided to give. Do you want to give your stuff away? Give his stuff away. Keep him out, that's it. Take some of his stuff. He decided to be generous and share what he had. Zacchaeus was a man who went from grabbing to giving. So he gave away lots of his stuff. You keep one for yourself and sit down. There you go, you sit down there. So that's what happened to Zacchaeus. Jesus transformed his life. He turned him from somebody who grabbed to somebody who gave away. But we can be like Zacchaeus sometimes, can't we? We have so much stuff that it can blind us too. We can have so much food that we don't see the others around us who don't have enough food. Who's going to be my person with loads of food? Do you want to be the person? You stand. That's it, you can. Look. You can be blinded, you can have so much food as well that you can't see that there are other people around who need some food. And there's other things we can have, aren't there? There's things that we have that other people don't have. Here's another one. Some of us in this country, we're very lucky because we can go to school, we can do learning, we can read books. We have so many opportunities to learn that we don't see that there are other people in the world who don't have the chance to have an education and to learn. Who wants to be the person with lots of books? Come on, you be the person with lots of books. They're quite heavy, the books. And the other thing that we have that can sometimes we don't think that other people don't have is people who love us. When we come to church, we are surrounded by people who love and care for us. And we can have so many people in our lives who care for us. I decided not to have a load of people to hold because I thought that might be a bit heavy. So would you like to stand up, Noah, and be the person with... You've got lots of people to care for you. Each one of these kneelers represents somebody who loves you. So we can have people who love and care for us, and that can blind us to the fact that there are other people in the world who don't have people who love and care for them. We don't see that there are people who are lonely. We don't see the loneliness. We don't see the hunger. We don't see the lack of opportunities to learn. And so harvest time is a time when we thank God for all that we've been given. And we do that by sharing it with others. So can you share your stuff now? Can you share your stuff? Give it out. So harvest time is a time when we thank God by sharing our gifts with others, whatever they might be. Our love, our time, our food, our money. We share what we have with other people to say it's our way of saying thank you to God, because that's what Jesus teaches us to do. That's how Jesus transformed Zacchaeus' life. He showed him that grabbing wasn't the right thing to do, that giving was. And so, just like Zacchaeus, let us pray this morning that Jesus will help us to turn from grabbing to giving, and that we would be generous, just like he was. Amen.